Herr Demmisch, Solidarität in der EU. Solidarität, das ist etwas, darüber haben wir gestern Abend schon gesprochen, was ja durchaus zu spüren war in den 80er Jahren und dann gerade auch im Jahr 89. Wie hat sich das denn seitdem in Zentral- und Osteuropa entwickelt? Herr Czeminski hat vorhin von der durchaus existenten Interessengemeinschaft der Ost- und Mitteleuropäer gesprochen. Ist da noch so ein Gespür von Solidarität?
Thanks, Bastian. I think that I will try to tie my answer to what I heard so far. And I think that it is very interesting how journalists, former politician, another journalist, I am considering myself a civic activist, are looking at the same thing and how we feel about that, how we describe it. And just from performance of Mr. Misik, it's obvious that journalists are usually not best ones to do revolutions because they don't believe in miracles and they are describing things and usually are warning us not to do this or that or making things so complicated, then usually, especially for more naive people like myself or young people who are even more naive than myself, then they are extremely confused what to do. And I think that if we look at situation in 89 and situation now, and in a way I made that point yesterday, we are in very similar situation. We are obsessed with crisis, which is not there yet, but we are talking about it like there is some dragon sort of coming somewhere. We are terrified, you know, that we will have sort of 10 euro less weekly, you know, supermarket will have less cat food and dog food probably, and our dogs will have to eat something what we will left for them. I don't see crisis, but we are speaking about crisis so excessively, I just do not understand how we create this mishmash in our brains. Once we try to get inspiration from 89 and are combining it so loosely with this crisis, which is somewhere. I was just in Belgrade 2 weeks ago, and they asked me to talk to NGOs how to deal with EU and EU institutions. Because you went through that as Slovak, you need to teach us all tricks, what to do in order to get in. And I found myself, after attending numerous meetings about crisis in Western Europe, that Serbs are interested how to deal with EU institutions in order to get in. And I was telling them, okay, I will tell you your practicalities, but you need to take into consideration that period when my country and others who joined was completely different than now. Morale in EU is very different than it used to be. And moreover, when we were entering EU, EU was very proud. EU politicians were full of self-confidence about European project. European leaders were talking about Europe like paradise. Nowadays, European leaders are talking about Europe, all kinds of fatigue and all kinds of psychological terms. So you need to calculate and build into your strategies this different morale within European Union. And that there is people in European Union feel that there is crisis. And Serbs said, okay, leave us alone with all this crisis business. We know what crisis is all about. We had it 10 years plus ago. We know how it feels not to have electricity, water, how to lose 200,000 people. This was crisis. What we have now in Serbia, it's fantastic. And again, comparing Serbia with Germany, standards of living and all kinds of things, surely it is black and white. Now, as far as the psychological remarks past and now and solidarity, not to try to escape asking your question, I think that we lived at that time in unfree, my part of Europe, unfree world, we wanted to be free, we are free. We were dependent on Soviet dominated ideology. We are not dependent anymore. We are independent. Some countries wanted to have even more independence and split Czechs, Slovaks, all Yugoslavia, all Russia. So we have so much independence now across the region that we do not know even what to do with it very often. And we are still continuing with this obsession of being even more independent. And somehow we have trouble to stop it. And at the same time, paradoxically, what's going on, that we are entering a world of interdependence when whole EU and whole Europe sees that, okay, if we want to make it vis-a-vis US, Russia, China, in a globalized world, we need to start thinking differently. And so you have this independence movement parallel to interdependence push, which all of us are feeling, that we don't know what to do with that. And I think that this is mega challenge for all of us, whether we are already in EU or whether we are knocking on the door, whether we are closer or not so close to European Union. And I think that this is what we need to consider. Last point, solidarity issue. I think that if we are about what Europe's fundamentals is all about, it is about solidarity. We need to share wealth with those who have less, whether it is within EU or whether this is with other parts of the world. I think we need to stop to be missionary. We are not going to rescue the world. We'll be happy if we will be competitive enough and develop more pragmatic approaches in the world, but we should stop spreading our ideologies in Africa and Latin America and Asia, and not speaking Greater Middle East. I think that we need to focus a little bit more 20 years after on our own affairs, find our own sources of inspiration for our lives and motives, and not be obsessed whether others are buying our values or not. I think that this would be a fantastic thing if we would achieve this. And rather than spreading democracy, you know, 20,000 kilometers from here, it would be excellent if we would succeed in Belarus, Ukraine, Georgia, and others, rather than fixing North Korea and bringing democracy there or fixing Venezuela. It's lovely, but I think that there are closer countries for us. And being in Germany, I think that for me, in coming years, Russia will be an unbelievable challenge for us, but we should stop competing with Russia. We should figure out how to be smart enough and buy a little bit their minds and hearts rather than developing competitive nature, because it is not going to help us vis-a-vis shared neighborhood and vis-a-vis our own security, energy, and all other mega issues which are confronted with us. And last comment about values. I think that currently in Europe, I see the highest recognition of European ideals and values in countries like Belarus or Serbia, if I mention them. Their people are willing to go to jail while spreading EU flags. I don't know how many Germans would be willing, or Slovaks, go to jail spreading EU flags if this would be abandoned. In Belarus, they are protesting and using parallel to their national flags, flags of European Union, our flag, believing that they are fighting for noble causes. And I think that we need to remind ourselves that still, matter of freedom and not freedom, there are countries like these where people are struggling for elementary things, which we sort of almost do not understand what are they doing, while they are willing to risk their freedom while protesting against truly oppressive nature of the regime, and it is neighboring country of European Union. And I think that our solidarity need to be sticked to those countries where it is clear cut what is freedom or not freedom, what is well-being or not well-being, where security is something very serious. Georgians will tell you what security and insecurity is all about. For them, it is not theoretical discipline. For them, it is sort of day-to-day business. And for several of our neighbors, be it in Western Balkans or Eastern Partnership countries, which are now becoming our project, I think we are going to be tested when it comes to solidarity rather than countries in other continents. Thanks.